This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we look at how some companies try to rip you off, and we also visit some fun restaurants. There's staunch opposition in Congress to a consumer protection agency. But as Midwest Today Magazine's Consumer Watch reporter Rose Stricker confirms, there are a lot of scams out there that target the most vulnerable.
There's a reason why every major religion warns its adherents not to give too much power to the merchant class. That's because the commercial drive knows few restraints, especially among large corporations. A cruel manifestation of this drive to maximize profits without regard to the human consequences is how some companies treat those who are most vulnerable. For example, the direct marketing to children knows no limits of decency. Undermining parental authority with marketing schemes and temptations, companies deceptively excite youngsters to buy massive amounts of products that are bad for their safety, health, and minds. Think junk food, loaded with fat, salt, and sugar that increases childhood obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Marketers are also selling ever more violent entertainment and soft porn with delivery systems that escape the notice of parents. Then consider the poor. The poor pay more. Loan sharks, shoddy merchandise, substandard food, and inadequate medical care are common. If you're uninsured, most hospitals will charge you full price, which is far more than the prices typically paid by insurance companies. This is in spite of an annual taxpayer subsidy of $22 billion to hospitals to supposedly care for the uninsured. Amputees who need prosthetic devices find they cost much more in the United States compared with other Western countries. Even if you have insurance, you may face copays of tens of thousands of dollars. People with rare diseases are often required to use so-called orphan drugs. Under a 1983 law, drug companies receive a 7-year monopoly with no price restraints on these drugs. And a lot of these drugs were developed with taxpayer subsidies. Yet some could cost you $200,000 a year if you want to stay alive. People who have lost a loved one are often preyed upon by the funeral industry. The Federal Trade Commission has a huge file on overcharges and deceptive practices from those who exploit the grieving when they are most vulnerable. And then there are the relentless credit card scams, such as the card that promised a 9.9% annual interest rate. Read the fine print, and you'll find there's a $29 account setup fee, a program fee of $95, an annual fee of $48, and a monthly service fee amounting to $84 annually. Until we get term limits and public financing of elections, politicians will continue to create loopholes that allow scammers to victimize the rest of us. I'm Rose Stricker with this Consumer Watch for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Rose. On a happier note, we have a visit from the traveling gourmand, Mike James.
This week, we're going to visit two dining establishments that use local and organic ingredients raised by our region's farmers. First stop, Madison, Wisconsin, and the Harvest Restaurant, which has been named one of the top 20 farm-to-table restaurants in America. Enjoy house-made cavatelli pasta with asparagus, mint, chili, and olive oil. Or Wisconsin grass-fed beef skirt steak with chickpea fries, harissa, and pickled red onions. Or try the braised beef short ribs with white corn polenta, apple and celeriac remoulade, and beef jus. You can savor seasonal mushrooms like hen of the woods and a wonderful wine selection at the Harvest Restaurant in Madison. Our next stop is Aunt Maud's in Ames, Iowa, where the menu lists what wines are recommended for each entree. The pecan-crusted salmon with butternut squash bisque, sweet potato mashers, roasted carrots, goat cheese, and pumpkin seed oil is a delectable blending of flavors. I also like the seared Hawaiian sea bass, partnered with roasted shallots and parsnip mashers, sautéed spinach, roasted cauliflower, and truffle oil. For a lighter appetite, choose the Cajun prime rib sandwich, blackened on a hoagie bun with romaine, mayo, and onion, then served with red beans and rice. Aunt Maud's in Ames offers quiche, lasagna, crepes, and delicious soups made with local and seasonal ingredients. This is Mike James, and my mouth is watering. I'm the traveling gourmand for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Mike. We invite you to visit our Midwest Today Digital Edition online at www.midtod.com. That's www.midtod.com. We hope you're enjoying the summer, and we'll tune in again next week. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.